Aircheckdownloads.com.
I thought I'd pick some music which will probably, you know, just keep me on the straight and narrow, stop me from crying as I say goodbye in this final link. Oh dear. I don't really know where to start, but I know I'm going to miss you more than you're going to miss me. You are, in my eyes, the nicest, warmest, most generous, kind, funny and friendly people on the planet. Even Lee Blakeman and Rob Adcock have their moments. I love living and working in Staffordshire and Cheshire. I can't say I went rambling up the roaches ever, but I did enjoy the view of the roaches from the beer garden of the Lazy Trout at Mirbrook. I never ran the killer mile up Malcott, but I did drive it loads of times and would sometimes stop to reward myself with a pint in the Cheshire View before it shut down. I never walked the whole way around the lake at Trentham Gardens, I'm ashamed to say. But boy, have I bought some stuff there in the retail village and eaten lots of ice cream. And if you told me 19 years ago I'd be able to sit on the pavement in Piccadilly in Hanley having a drink, I'd have presumed that I've fallen on hard times and was homeless, not that it was pedestrianised and you could buy a reasonable mimosa. I had a brilliant time covering our three local football league clubs for 9 years. Crewe stayed up against Coventry on the final day, then went up on my last day covering sport at Wembley thanks to Nick Powell. The binary period with Stoke, Boskamp and Bangora, and then the saviours Coates and Pulis. Rory, Ryan and Ricardo, I loved watching you. The 5-0 at Wembley in the FA Cup semi-final, still the most fun I've ever had watching football, and Valencia away is the most drunk I've ever been after watching football. Thank you to the fans who got me back to my hotel room at 5 a.m. Vale fans, I loved seeing you off to Wembley from Burslem in the summer. I was so pleased you won. I'm sorry about that thing I said about Mark Richards. Hopefully, there are no hard feelings. Sometimes you get knockbacks in life. I've had mine here. But if you keep going and you keep head up and you keep smiling, good things can happen. And I love reporting into Stuart and Perry's show. Brilliant presenters. Educating Pete Morgan was some of the best fun I've had on the radio. The Year 5 kids would make me laugh so hard. Then almost 6 years ago, my old boss Andrew put me on Breakfast with Liz. She taught me loads. I loved it, and I've never looked back. There are too many people to thank individually. Most people here have been brilliant, but I'd like to thank Graham and Barbara McGarry for mixing my demo tape up with someone else's, which got me an interview here in the first place. Then expert guidance from Graham himself, Tim Beach, the legend Nigel Johnson, Rob Howell, Jody, Stu, Jim O'Hara, Lara, Andrew, Anne and Aaron. I know you won't know some of those names, but they've helped me. And as you know, my breakfast team are unreal. You know who you all are. Jack, Jen, Mark, Adj, Soph, Ethan, Lee Thomas. But of course, I can't leave without thanking my producer, Matt Lee. This might be hard to believe, but I'm not always the easiest to work with. I'm chilled. Sometimes too chilled. He's had to wake me up a good few times to get me on air. But he never complains, to me anyway. He's so talented and hardworking. He's the reason that I feel so relaxed in front of a microphone. And he supports the greatest football team the world has ever seen, Plymouth Argyle. I'll miss him so badly. As a colleague, a friend, a sounding board. I'll even miss his rants and his stinky long legs. Lee and Paula are so lucky to have the best in the business. And someone so tall and handsome to guide them. I'm actually jealous. Look after Matt, Blako, Paula, please, on breakfast. And also Liz, Louise, Dan, Rob Adcock, Hanksy, Lucas, Phil, Mark and Rev Jeff. I know you'll keep listening. Local radio's facing a tough year. But if you love it, tell people about it. There is no part of the BBC that connects more closely with its audience, in my opinion. We're literally right there for you when you need us. I know some of you are anxious and skint right now and are worried. But you'll get through it. Keep being kind to each other. Keep looking out for those around you. and keep smiling when the opportunity presents itself. I've read every single one of your amazing, warm, supportive, loving goodbye messages, and even the ones on Stoke-on-Trent Live, which said things like, "You couldn't come and save his life, that bloke. He could take his stupid humming quiz with him and all. Stoke jobs for Stoke people." And my personal favourite, "What's all the fuss about? I've never heard of him." I am looking forward to a new challenge in Devon and to spending more time with Amber, who's been amazingly supportive and patient, and to seeing my boy Evan hurtle towards adulthood, and to being close to my mum Carol, my dad Dave, and my sister Kate. I love you all lots. I will not miss the M5, M6 interchange. I will always feel like one of you. I'll always be a plate turner. I'll always love oatcakes and lobby. I'll always pretend that Robbie Williams is my mate. I'll always have a Stokey to support when I'm watching the darts. And I'll continue to call people Doc and Shug. I will keep saying uphill, though, and not umpbank. That's weird. And I don't call lunch dinner. And I'll never want tin tomatoes on a sandwich. I'm not mad. But sometimes, instead of bye, I'll say tra. And this is tra. For the final time. Thanks for bringing me so much joy. Tra, 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 he's gone.
Tell me a story. NewJetDownloads.com.